I love you, man. Don't you just love the love that we feel in this house? Man, this is what church is all about, y'all. This is what the family of God is all about. And this is what we were meant to be. You know, this is what we were designed to be, is to be people that connect with each other and connect with God. So don't worry, I'll be through by 12:30 no matter what. I promise. But the thing that I really have been so touched about what God has for our heart today is it was so powerful because I am so want God to speak to us and to hear his heart that I literally wait till the last second to, I'm like, God, if you don't come and tell me something, we're going to both be in trouble because I don't want none of me. Because I know that in here is not what we need to hear, but what we need to hear is what the heart of God has for us. And so even at 5:30 this morning, I was like, Lord, what is your heart for us? Is the prayer I kept saying, God, what is your heart for us? I want to know what your heart is for us. And God, quickly this morning, I'm like, oh, God, thank you for this. Downloaded just a beautiful word about my son Elijah, my grandson Elijah. So I've now raised three sons, so now I have a grandson. And his desperate need for touch, his desperate need for touch. I will hold him. And I'll set him down because I'll have something to do. You know, I can't hold him all day. I'm like, now, Eli, sit right here. And I'll be talking to him. I mean, I'll be sharing with him information. You're okay. Eli, you're okay. I'm going to set you right here, right there. Pops is my name. Pops. I like that. I like Pops. It's hard. I said, Pops is right here, buddy. You stay right there. You stay. I mean, I'm downloading information. I mean, I'm giving him information that in his head he should go, I'm okay. But guess what? No matter how much information I share with Elijah, no matter how many smiles, no matter how many signals I send him, Elijah wants to be held. Wants to be touched. And he looks at me, and he's like this. And I'm like, Elijah, it's okay. Pops has to do this. He's like, Pops, I don't care what you got to do. I need a touch. And God pricked my heart so much and said, God's heart for us today is we need a touch. We need a touch of the Master's hand. That there's not ever going to be enough data that can happen to us as humans because there's a problem. We can't fall in love with data, y'all.
That's right.
We try so hard to fall in love with information. The challenge is God didn't design us to be like that. You know, I've been saved since I was 7 years old. I wish one day I'll share with you guys this. I've been through Christian everything. I'm serious. Everything. Christian school, Christian college, Christian everything. And as I get older in age, God still tells me with his beautiful Holy Spirit, Doug, you're missing it. You're missing it because what you crave, what I crave most is a touch. Yes. A simple touch from the Master's hand changes everything. In my Bible, the reason they're so precious to me is because when my father passed, I was able to collect all of his Bibles. And in there were moments in his life that he was touched, that God touched him. And so the reason my Bibles are so precious to me is because in there are seasons and moments where God touched Doug, where God touched us. Because when God touches us, it's the game changer. Have you noticed that the language of touch is something that we never had to learn? It's something that we innately have, the language of touch, you know, anger, joy, those things we innately understand that language. And think about that, the power of touch. Think about for a second the times in your life where a touch has meant something so special that it was so more powerful than words could ever be. Maybe you needed just a tap on the shoulder. Maybe you needed just a simple hand touch. Maybe you needed a hug. And what God is really speaking to us today in our time of worship, I just love what God has on Bert's heart for us to come together and to confess and to be open, because that's the heart of God. Unity is the heart of God. Amen. When we come together in unity, powerful things can happen, but disunity can shut the whole show down because it hurts the heart of God so much. It keeps away his touch. It keeps away that thing that we crave so much, that touch. How many of you guys, now I know Smitty and Cindy will probably go, and our sister will go back with me. How many remember this song? He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Ooh, y'all, I was getting goosebumps. My father used to take me to what we used to call camp meeting. At camp meeting, woo! I mean, you just wouldn't go to church, you would have church. There is a totally different thing between going to church and having church. And I experienced so many touches of the Lord at camp meeting. Even as a young guy, my dad would drag me up on stage. And I go, Dad, where are we going? He said, son, you need a touch. I'm like, Dad, what the heck is going on? He said, come on, son. I was like 9 years old, you know, just following my dad. My dad loved, he was radically saved. He was saved in the Jesus movement. So if you know people saved in the Jesus movement, whoa, something got hold of my dad. I share with you guys, I'm an only child. So he would drag me up on stage. We'd be up there. Dad would be here. I'm like, Dad, what are we doing? And the preacher would be coming down, and he'd be touching folks. Pow, down. I'm like, Dad, what the heck's about to happen? Pow, down. Dad, what's going pow down? I'm like, just a kid. My touches my dad. Pow down. I'm like, it ain't happening. Boom. It ain't happening. I promise you, the thought I said is it ain't happening to me. The power of God was so heavy in that. The touch of God. I never forget that as a child, laying on the stage in this huge camp meeting, I got up and my life was never the same. Because I said, I didn't even ask for that. I was about to say, that ain't happening to me. And bam. But being in the presence of the Holy Ghost, when he touches you, your life is never the same. Oh, this is so good. Let's just do this. Let's just think about the power of touch on a man who changed the world forever. Saul. Think about Saul. In Acts 9, he was heading out, and he was going on a mission to still kill Christians. In Acts 9, he says, and on the way, he met Jesus. A touch, a light from heaven, a touch of the Master's hand, and his life was never the same forever. And I really sense that's what the Lord has for us today, is that What do you need? What touch do you need from the Master's hand today? I've been asking him that all week, and he's like, Doug, you need my touch. Even as we sang that song, Oh, How He Loves Us, it was so heavy on me, I had to change the word to, Oh, How He Loves Me. Notice the difference. Oh, how he loves us still seems like an us, right? Yeah. But when we sing, oh, how he loves me, everything changes. All of a sudden, it becomes personal. Just like we said today, you can't fall in love with a religion. Enough people you meet have enough religion to make them sick. Enough religion just to make you sick because you're trying to fall in love with data. And you're like, why isn't this working? I studied my whole life. Why isn't this working? It's because Jesus designed us to fall in love with him through that relationship with him from a touch of the Master's hand. Yeah. Think about today, and let's just close our eyes, and let's just finish with just asking the Lord in your heart of heart now. Just ask God. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you right now, what touch do you need of Jesus today? Just let that image start to form. When I prayed that this morning, the touch I needed him was just a touch on the shoulder to say, Doug, you're doing okay. I needed just to hear from him that you're doing okay. You're being a good husband. You're being a good father. That no matter how things look, you're doing okay. I just needed that father heart of God to just literally put his hands on my back and come up behind me. And I envisioned him laying his hands right on my shoulders and going, Doug, it's okay. It's okay. You're doing good. I am with you. Whatever that is that you need today, just envision that right now. Just envision the touch that you need from him that will be the game changer. Let that start to materialize in your head because the Holy Spirit will bring that to you right now. I just really believe the Holy Spirit is bringing to you exactly what you need. The touch that you need from him today. Whether that be a hug, whether that be a kiss. We just spent 3.5 weeks in Spain, and I was just amazed that when you would greet people there, you'd walk up with a hug and a gentle kiss on each cheek, and you would connect almost immediately. Think about the touch that you need. Think about what would be the game changer in your life today that if Jesus showed up, and converted all that you know about him to a touch that just completely allows you to relate to him in a different way. And I say all this because that's his heart for us. His heart is to touch us and to show us who he is, to fill us with his spirit. To give us a hope and a future. You can't quote enough verses. You can't get enough data into your head unless you have that touch that God puts on your heart. So if you're here today and you're saying, God, I can relate to this. I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired of all that I know, and it just doesn't make the sense that it should. I've asked you why so much, why things happen so much. I feel so distant from you sometimes. If you're feeling like that, the Holy Spirit may be pricking your heart right now and saying it's because you just need a touch of the Master's hand. And things will never be the same. So if that's you today, let's pray together and ask for today to be a day that we're touched by him and never the same. So, Father, right now we just invite you and we ask you to do the work that you've been doing all service long from our worship. Father, the reason we lift our hands is because we need a touch.
Father, the reason we praise you is because we need a touch. Father, the reasons we open up our hearts to you is because we want to be vulnerable and take that risk, because we need a touch. Father, when you touch us, things are never the same. So right now, Lord, whatever that is, if it's a hug, if it's a gentle tap, if it's a touch of assurance, if it's a touch of conviction, if it's a touch of reconciliation, if it's a touch of forgiveness, Lord, if it's a touch of love to know that you love us, there's nothing greater than that, Father. So right now, Jesus, in this moment, in this time, send that touch of heaven so that our lives would never be the same. So as we finish in worship, just take a risk, y'all. Take a risk. Just try something new for the first time. If you've wanted something that you've never had before, try something you've never done.